Bienvenidos, hermanos y hermanas. He learned a few words this week, but not those ones. Thank you so much for supporting me on this EFM medical trip for 2025. I appreciate your willingness to cover the cost so very much. This year was very different because I was the only one going from here. Also, it was different because I got to take an official plus one. Going with someone who is experiencing everything, international travel, different country, different sights, foods, all the things, for the first time is so much fun. And it was great to see Honduras again through fresh eyes. So he's going to share a little bit about his perspective.
So, first of all, I'm very thankful that I was able to actually go on this trip. There was a series of events that it didn't look like I was actually going to be able to because of the since I'm not medical staff, I wasn't able to actually do that. I wasn't actually like at the front of the line, so there was some last minute kind of cancellations that allowed me to actually be able to do that. So I'm very thankful for that. As well. On top of that, this trip has really pushed me way out of my comfort zone, including being up here. So, yeah, that's good. One thing that, and as Chennai will probably mention here shortly, throughout the week, there has been several instances where our purse of the day has met perfectly along with our experience there and just in general. And I'll read one of those. She probably will have some as well. But Proverbs 19:17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. And that's so true, and we've seen that the last week over there so much. There's not much there as far as earthly possessions, and that really speaks to me that people can still be that happy and yet so very thankful for a little stuffed animal, a pair of sunglasses. Just, you know, as you see those kids grab a hold of those items and those little stuffed animals, and they, you know, they just don't let them go. They grab a hold of them and they're theirs. And because there was a few times where they would try to, trade them out or give them options, and they just wouldn't see that happening. So then a few things I was very nervous about going over there was it's the first time in 30 years I've flown, let alone out of the country and going through customs with meds. Some of you know that could be a nightmare, and it went extremely well. So thankful that the Lord had a hand in that, and it was amazing. Another culture shock there was the way those people drive. I don't even know. It's amazing that there isn't any more accidents than what there is. It's crazy. They also have a very different me first mentality. I've noticed where you pretty much you go where you if you want to go there you go there and don't and they don't let anybody get in their way. Unless you actually push them out of their way. Because that was one of my roles there was a bouncer, just staying in the doorway, and you basically, in my case, they just bounce off of me. Like, I have to shove them away. The other interesting thing is they have, they've created their houses with, you know, a lot of them are concrete, but just how they build them, the tools they use is very interesting. Definitely wouldn't stand up to code here by any stretch of the imagination. But yeah. So, let's see here. Their food, absolutely amazing. Their corn tortillas and all the spices that they put in their food and their chicken. Oh, it's so good. On Sunday morning, some of us had testified and were talking about the experiences of the previous years and how it impacted them. Me not being there before, I didn't really have any idea what to expect. I asked the Lord to show me what he wanted me to see there, and he did just that. He showed me you don't necessarily need to be good at something. You don't necessarily have to be qualified. But when you give of yourself, he will multiply it many times over, just like when he fed the 5,000. And kind of to go along with that, feeding the 5,000, there was one incident. I was racking my brain to remember some of the things, but since I wasn't actually a part of the medical side of it, I'm sure there was other things that happened that were miracles, in and of themselves throughout at each table. But one thing that I did hear was that there was some of the gift bags, or some of the gifts were not, they had ran out of them. Apparently, there was some hiccup or something. And long story short, they didn't have any more. I think it was for the boys. They ran out of toys. And then they looked in all the totes. And then they went back and looked again. And there was an entire box of totes. Or an entire tote of boy gifts. And it was just... There was several things that happened like that. That was amazing because we were like halfway through the week and we didn't have enough to finish out. And that would have been absolutely awful because of how much these people, especially those kids, just grab a hold of the matchbox cars and the stuffed animals and the little knickknacks and paddy whacks of things. It's crazy. Yeah. There was several things where God's timing was shown. There was several injuries that had came in that they were not gonna. That if they would have been either treated, a little bit later, or the incident would have happened after we had left, they would not have got treated. And it was it was just amazing to see God's timing and how they were able to make that happen. There was one incident, which she'll probably talk about because this is right up her alley, but there was a guy that got stabbed with some kind of metal in his hand, and it was like 3 or 4 days since he had been treated, and it had started to get infected, and Dr. Dave, he went in and praying, he abscessed, and they were able to treat it again. So hopefully, Lord willing, that situation will be handled, because it wouldn't, if he had not been there, he would have likely lost his hand, or even worse. It just depends on, you know, that's her area of expertise. I don't, that's just what I've been told. It just gives me perspective again on how blessed we are here, how blessed we are with our medical. You can go a half hour either direction here and you can have decent medical care, where out there, there's none. And I mean, that aside, but just our daily activities, our food of availability, the amount of honey that we have, they make less than $10 a day, a lot of them, which is, I can't fathom that. I mean, granted, there's a currency exchange, but still, approximately the cost of what it takes, our dollar is, let's see, how do I say that? The value is almost the same, you know, a lot of times. So it's just amazing how much they do without, and they're still very happy. So, all right, I think that's it. So,
our flights down last Saturday were really uneventful. All 29 of us that were flying in on Saturday made it safely through customs without difficulty. Our luggage also made it through security in record time. It was so fast. All of a sudden, here comes some guys like, all right, we need help with some of the luggage. We're like, wait, we haven't even had time to, like, relax at all from the flight, and we're ready to go. Then we went to Pizza Hut for lunch, and then made the 2 to 2.5 hour drive in a record 4.5 hours to the mission in San Luis. Traffic, a bad accident, and bad road conditions led to that delay. Once we arrived, we had our first Honduran supper. Yes. Like he said, I always love the food. It's one of my favorite things. Our team during the week was actually 45 to 50 people. Besides the 29 that flies down, the Meltons that are already there, national translators, local nurses, pastors, and the Red Cross staff that go along each day. Now, 45 to 50 people didn't eat in the dining hall every day and weren't housed on the mission compound, but that is what our team consisted of. We were transported via bus, SUV, and a pickup truck from the airport and to the clinics each day. And some days, the Ranger was also used, and some teens and sometimes the older people enjoyed that ride because you get the fresh air. Usually you're in the front, so you don't have to deal with the dust from the other vehicles, and your views are so much better than trying to look out of a dirty bus window. On Sunday, we had a wonderful breakfast of cinnamon rolls and banana bread that Tiffany Melton had made. Then we had our English church service, and there were about 35, I think, that were there for that service. And Brother Philip Brenizer gave a devotional on not losing sight of Christ's mission. It was a great way to start the mission week. Then it was taco salad for lunch. That's kind of tradition. And a tour through the clinic building. So Daniel took us through a tour of the new clinic building, the new surgery center that had to be redone, and then the current medical building that's being used as the clinic. He didn't take us into the old pizza shop, but they're using that for part of the clinic now. So right now the pizza shop isn't operational, because they are installing it in the new building on the square. Next came the organization of all the medicines and gift items. And it's very much an organized chaos when that happens. If you've been there, you know. But it all gets done. All the medicines get organized. We were actually able to, at least the first day, use leftover medicines from the fall trip. We didn't even have to get into our stash. They had some leftovers to get us started for the week, which was great. And then this year was different. We all walked to the Central Church there in town for Sunday night service to experience a Spanish service. But it was kind of a joint effort. One of our translators, she sang a solo in the service. It was in Spanish. And then the two translators from GBS and Dahlia, that Honduran translator, they sang a trio. And then our whole group got up and sang a song in English and then a chorus in Spanish that Melody Sankey taught us. And then Brother Amaldo gave a message on the value that we have in Christ. And Dad, you would have liked this. He used an object lesson. He took one of their bills, I think the 500 Lempira, and he like used it and said, you know, how much value it has. And he crushed it up and said it still has that value. And then he put it on the floor and he stomped on it. And then he put it in water and got it wet. And he said it didn't matter what it had been through, it still had the value. And then again, after church, pizza by Yancey. But this time, it was prepared and baked in the new pizza shop. Like I said, that's not yet opened. The kitchen stuff is there, but they don't have their tables and chairs set up yet for the lobby, for the dining area. Each day began with a devotional and breakfast. And the devotional for Monday was about being fishers of men. And not just using a specific bait to catch a specific type of fish, but to cast a net and catch whoever you can. I thought that was very appropriate for what we were doing that week. The medical staff that went out each day consisted of five doctors, including Dr. Vanessa, the doctor at the clinic, and two other local Honduran doctors, two physician's assistants, a nurse practitioner, and a handful of nurses. We had three people working in pharmacy, several runners, some of the teenagers that went along, we'd be like, hey, we need gift bags, we need Tylenol, and they'd run and get it for us. A couple bouncers, those are the people who stand at the door and make sure people don't jump the line. They bring the patients to the table because it is kind of organized chaos in the mobile clinics too. And we're kind of packed into tight places, can be kind of confusing. Heidi Boardman and Paige Walden made up the gift bags, and then Heidi and some of the other ladies would make our lunches every day. And then there's translators for all but four of the providers. One of our American providers is fluent in Spanish, and then the three Honduran doctors. They don't need a translator. Several people did multiple jobs, and everything ran smoothly. So many times, people who go there for the first time, Adam said it several times, that it's like a well-oiled machine. We unload in 20 to 30 minutes, get set up, ready to hit the ground running, go through our day, pack up, and we're out of there in 30 minutes again. We were in El Colirio on Monday and saw a total of 332 people, and 46 adults and children were saved because they sit through an evangelistic service. The adults are in one room, and the children are in another room. Pastor Amado is the one that does the adults, and his wife, Eddie, teaches the children. It was here that I had a first-time experience of someone having a seizure on my shoulder. I had seen her, at the end of seeing her, giving her medications, what I could do to help her. Can't give her any medicines specifically for seizures or epilepsy. We were having prayer, and after prayer, she actually had a seizure right here on my shoulder. So Maria, age 42, needs continued prayers for her health concerns. On Tuesday, we were in the village of Laguntas, and saw 362 people with 28 adults and 23 kids accepting Christ. Here's where I was able to watch Dr. Dave drain an abscess. And yes, that is just up my alley. I love it. If you would like to see the video, I have it, at least a portion, because it was a lot and I didn't video the whole thing. But if that's interesting to you, then I will gladly show it off. Again, he had jammed his wire into his hand like on Friday, had gotten a tetanus shot, possibly had also gotten an antibiotic shot, but it was at least twice the size of his other hand, that hand was. And if they would have been able to drain it, he most likely would have lost his hand, and he could possibly still, depends on how well the antibiotics work, but at least now he has a better chance of not. Wednesday we were in Capules, and we saw 306 people. 15 people accepted Jesus in this town. And I met some very special people here. Another Maria, kind of a common name, age 64. She had some depression due to her son passing away some time ago. She would deal with it periodically throughout the month. Again, not something that we really have any medication for, but with what we could give her and leaving her with prayer, doing the best that we can in that situation. Elsie, and I did tell her that I had a niece named Elsie, age 63, who desperately needs gallbladder surgery. She had been to a doctor. She had labs. I saw her labs. I saw ultrasound. Saw all the things that she had with her. But she is not scheduled for that surgery for another year. So she really needs that. She really needs this general surgery team to go down to the Light and Life Clinic so that she can get her gallbladder taken out. And then Juan, age 75, he was just one of those that was just the happiest. He came in, his little cowboy shirt, his cowboy hat, and sat down, all smiles, and was just so thrilled. I didn't even, like, give him anything yet, and he was just thanking us for the stuff. We're like, we haven't even given you anything yet. He had very few complaints. He had some joint pain, some muscle pain, and possibly a foot fungus. So we gave him ibuprofen, some Voltaren cream, and some foot cream. So very thankful. I said, well, hey, my dad's name is John, kind of like your name. Let me get a picture with you. Oh, he thought that was great. So we snap a photo, and he's like, oh, I wish you could print that out. I said, hold on. Because several of the girls bring the little, you know, modern Polaroid cameras, the Instax cameras. And I said, I'll be right back. So he sat back down. I went running around to try to find Dahlia, who had that one. And I went back in and had my translator take our picture. And as that thing appeared, as the picture appeared, he was just all smiles. He said, oh, I will keep this forever. Keep in mind, he's 75. I will keep this forever. And he took his book that he had received in the church service out of his pocket, and he opened it to the middle and put that photo in there, and he said, so I don't lose it. And then he opened up his medicine bag, and he put the book inside the medicine bag, and he said, so I don't drop it. I was like, a simple little tiny Polaroid picture was now his most prized possession. So now Juan, age 75, has a photo of me and him that he's going to keep forever. But the smile on his face, that is what made the difference. I mean, he was just so happy for that, so very thankful for what we did give him. Even though it wasn't much, because he wasn't complaining of much, we did our best to give him everything that we could. When we left that clinic, some of the 25 and up age group rode in the back of the pickup truck. That's me. A couple other ones, too. Because the views are just so much better in the back of the pickup or on the Ranger. You get to see the mountains just there and experience so many things. The sounds, the sights, the smells, everything. We got back to town and Daniel gave us a tour of the new building there on the square. The pizza shop's in the first floor, took us up to the second floor where the coffee shop is going to be. That equipment was supposed to arrive on Friday. I didn't hear if it actually did or not. And then there's also individual offices upstairs that they're going to rent out to other businesses. And that will be an additional income. But how convenient, you know, business offices right there by the coffee shop, pizza shop. I think it's a great idea. On Thursday, I went down to the clinic to get lab work drawn. So I missed the devotional that morning. I get lab work drawn down there because it's so cheap. It's wonderful. So if you like to get some cheap lab work, just buy a $300-some airline ticket and go to Honduras. After a wonderful breakfast of baleadas, which are really big tortillas with beans and scrambled eggs inside, we headed to Las Rosas. I tried something there called pinol. It is a hot drink made with corn, cocoa, and spices. Kind of like a chai latte, but pretty thick. It was really good. We saw 325 patients with 56 people getting saved. And I got to hold the sweetest two-month-old that just would not stop jabbering away. He kept just cooing and blah, 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 blah at me. It was just adorable and smiled and had the biggest dimple right here in his chin. When we arrived back at the mission, we were able to set up, and amidst the construction that's going on, some of us were on the sidewalk, some of us were in the gravel, to see mission employees, pastors, and the construction workers. And we saw a total of 70 people in, I think, about 2 hours. So if you're keeping track with totals, that's 1,395 total people attended to, 82 adults saved, and 86 children saved. So after supper, we gathered around, and each one shared a bit about anything significant from the week or what it meant to them. This is a very special time because you get to see the week through others' eyes from their perspectives and learn about some things, like the fact with the gifts. It wasn't just the boy gifts. It was the women's gifts. It came down to Wednesday night, and Heidi's like, we're limited. Thursday, we started clinic day, and we had little to go off of, and then she found some other stuff. Some other people had been keeping some stuff in their rooms and brought it along, and we were able to have enough women's gift bags for the Thursday clinic. When we got back to the mission, she found some more things that we were able to have enough women's bags for those that we saw at San Luis. Another thing that happened was our eye guy did not go along this year. The guy, he's some type of assistant for an eye doctor, or has been. Well, one of our providers, Andrew, he is a physician's assistant, saw that need. We had tons of eyeglasses, and he's like, oh, well, I'll set him up, and if, you know, the least I can do, or, you know, what I can do is do trial and error. If they can't read, here, try this one, or try this one, try that one. And that is what they did. And I wish I had a total of the number of people who got reading glasses from trial and error, either with Andrew or one of us other ones, a matter of, okay, here is, we had Tylenol bottles, liquid Tylenol for kids that was in Spanish, and that's pretty tiny print. Hand them eyeglasses. Okay, can you read that? Nope. All right, let's go up a size. Can you, no. One of them was a lady, she went to like 3.25 or something, and she was like, oh, I can read it. I can see it. Like, all right, those are yours. So several people got reading glasses, even though we did not have an eye doctor at all. On Friday, we headed back to the city and stopped at Popeyes for lunch. Again, the only place I ever eat Popeyes chicken in Honduras. Then it's to the tourist market and then to the hotel to get cleaned up for supper. Tourist market, I got my cute little shirt and my cute shoes from the tourist market. Supper is always at a rooftop steakhouse. Kind of just the big old go out with a bang at the end of the trip. And it gives a different perspective on Honduran food. Lots of meat. We do baked potatoes, but then there's also another root vegetable that we eat. I don't remember what it's called, but it's very, very good. And then we end the night with a stop at Sarita, the ice cream frozen yogurt shop. And mine of choice is frozen yogurt with mango and fig in it. Very delicious. On Saturday, we started the day with an amazing breakfast buffet at the hotel. Little did we know all the unusual things that would happen before arriving home. From the power going out several times in the San Pedro Sula airport, to me running to customs to pass off a carry-on that was left on the plane in Atlanta. And I don't run, but I ran. Because she had a very tight layover, so we had to get it to her. To the power being out in Louisville Airport when we arrived. It was quite the trip. Other little things happened throughout the day. But the big thing that happened, which was not necessarily a first for me, because on the trip in 21, we had a medical emergency on a plane coming into Atlanta. This time we had another medical emergency. With three different medical teams on the flight, we were not lacking in medical professionals. And for this specific one, at least two ER doctors and a CRNA worked on this lady. And unfortunately, it did not end how everybody would have wanted, but it was great to see the medical professionals come together, not knowing each other, and do the best that they could. CPR, who knew that they could insert an IV line on an airplane in the middle aisle? And on the aisle, I had no idea, but they can, and she did. I don't know the full story. I don't know the circumstance between that husband and his wife, but I'm sure that the husband, the flight attendants, I was one of the last ones off the plane, and I was able to go to each of the flight attendants and just give them a hug, because I'm a medical professional, and I know how hard it is for me in those situations. I can't imagine them not being medical people. The flight attendants and those sitting around her would probably appreciate continued prayer as they process everything that happened. I wasn't even close. I was in the back of the plane. Even with all that happened, we had good flights, including the smoothest landing into Atlanta by pilots who were in a hurry. We were supposed to land 30 minutes early. We landed 20 minutes early. We landed 30 minutes early with the fastest descent probably possible and had priority landing. They had ambulances waiting at the gate for us, but it was literally the smoothest landing. And then we arrived here around 3 a.m. this morning because of the power being out in Louisville. Took longer for bags and all that. I always have a great time on this trip. I love the people, the food, the scenery, and the team. You leave this trip feeling like family with those that you've been with for a week. We eat our meals together. We ride in vehicles together. Very tight buses together. We are with each other for so many hours a day. They really do feel like family. And this year we had pretty much the same group as last year, just a couple of the medical professionals were new. And then, of course, Shapers weren't there, so I have to make sure I text Keith and say, hey, you made me do this all by myself. But, again, it is like family. And as Dad mentioned for prayer, Daniel is hosting two more medical trips that are similar to ours. It's the first time for him to do this. A surgeon that is coming to do a surgery team in 3 weeks is in charge of it all as far as providing the people and the medications and stuff like that. But Daniel did have to arrange food for them and provide the lodging and the locations. So for the next 2 weeks, he's doing medical teams back to back. Crazy. And then a surgery team on the third week. And the surgery center is very quickly getting finished so that it can be used in 3 weeks. While we were there, we walked into an empty shell of a building. By the time we left, they had the old doors filled back in, new doors cut, and the interior walls framed up, and I think the majority of them drywalled, along with the majority of the tile laid in the new clinic building. So they were working overtime this past week trying to get it ready for the surgery team, because they're supposed to have surgeries in that room in 3 weeks. The coffee shop equipment, like I said, was supposed to arrive on Friday, and I'm not sure if that was happened or not, but finishing details are happening on that building as well. So maybe as the months go along, I can get news from Daniel about the progress on those buildings and share that in mission services. But again, I had a wonderful time. I loved being able to be there again. Of course, having Adam there with me was just the cherry on top for this trip. So that's all that I have. Does anybody have any questions? Because that was a lot of information. No questions? Good. That means I packed a lot of good information in there and y'all comprehended it. Okay, so I think I'm done.
She talked about a lot of food. She didn't say anything about avocados. I just want the avocados. I know. I saw it in a picture. Just give me some avocados for breakfast with Celtic salt and we'll be fine. So I'll probably eat the other stuff too. Wow. Some of you have been there and you can relive with her while she's sharing. But for the rest of us, we just have to go by what they say. But it certainly is a wonderful experience, I know, going to another country. And thank the Lord for the church that is so faithful to sponsor and to support and to help these needs. What comes to mind as I think about that, and all of the Christians in Honduras, all the people that went on this trip, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, I don't know how many different states were represented, But it's good to be a part of the family of God. It really is. And she said that they're just one family as they go their separate ways at the end. In all reality, we're one big family, family of God, all around the world. There's people that are brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. And our dismissal, why don't we just sing that chorus? I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I hope you have a good week this week. Share the love of Christ with somebody you run across, you meet in the store or wherever. Tell somebody about Jesus. Be a witness for Him. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.